GM, GM, everyone, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pigeon Parlor Crypto Podcast, where una to bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything where they happen for the Web3 space and the blockchain. My name na Victor, as una don't know, I be your Ogbonge host for this space. And in case some of you they wonder, say, Oga Victor, when are they since all these days now? We don't even hear your voice. And I don't know, say we don't enter Buron. And a lot of things, they're soft. So, the good news be say, as you don't hear my voice today, you're going to hear them weller, week in, week out. So, waiting, I guess, for you today. As many of you don't sabi say, one of the major things where they happen for inside crypto space every four years, now the Bitcoin halving, right? And now the Bitcoin halving. And just in case you wonder, say, waiting with Bitcoin halving, I go ask you, make you wait for the episode where they come out, we go give you details about waiting with Bitcoin halving and how you fit understand them better. But today, that gist no be for that one. The gist where I get for you today, now one important matter, say, where they very important for anybody we want make money inside this bull run, because as the markets don't turn bull run like this, everyone they shook head go inside the crypto market, because now waiting the bull run be that for bull run time, people will even be native web 2 users, as they don't hear say, okay, for this run your $10 fee become $1,000, your $100 fee become $10,000, things fee they pop. I mean, anyhow, if you put small money today, wake up, you don't turn millionaire. And so everybody go on shook head inside the market. And as now they excited, say they see green candles, plenty green candles, even scammers, they also they excited, because they know, say, many novice go enter the market. And as they enter the market, then go burn their fingers because they no sabi the rule of the market. Now, why we don't determine for Pigeon Parlor, make we give you better gist on how una fit navigate this time and you no go shook your leg for inside trap. Another thing we go also notice about the season be say, many influencers, because people will no sabi waiting to buy, then go just see person we get blue tick for Twitter or Hex, say, okay, blue tick now the same thing with wisdom. But most of the time you go realize, say, for the past person gets blue tick or he gets plenty followers, you know me say really sabi anything when they talk about the market. So they go follow influencer way. Influencer go don't enter market since go can't use newbie as exit liquidity. So I won't make una pay attention to everything way I want to share with you today on how you na fit do your own research for inside this bull run. Now they feel me, if you're interested, yeah, carry your share, move, sit down as we journey on the ride together. One guarantee day, the guarantee where I go give you before I begin to show you how na fit do your own research for the crypto space be say, if you follow me to the end, you go learn plenty things where even if people wait on date for the space for a while, see as you do your own research, they go they feel you say, like say you don't use FBOG, you don't spend 6 years for the space. However, now this podcast you listen to will give you wisdom and if you navigate the market. So the first thing, the first important thing you supposed to be about doing your own research now. Nobody send una papa for this crypto space. Nobody send una. Nobody send una if you lose your money. Nobody send una if you make money. Nobody send una if anything happen to you. So before one influencer call one token, say make you go buy Doge or go buy Shiba Inu or go buy anything, it better make you understand why you feel won't put your $1,000, your $100, your $50 in that, inside that particular token. I mean, the Oyibo people go talk, say, it better make you come up with your own bias so that if anything happen, you go know say na you cause am. If anything sup wella for you, you go know say also na me cause am. Shey dey feel me? And anything wey you go hear today no be financial advice. So it better make you also pay attention to that, because everything wey we want show you na the experience we run gather inside the market, and we believe say it go help all our listeners across Africa. Alright, so the first thing where you want sabi about, where we want make you sabi about doing your own research, or how you feel research, how if you do your own personal research, be say, cryptocurrency, they always shift, or the markets, they always shift based on narratives. Then they talk, say, narratives. One way where you fit look at narrative be things where they trend for a particular time or a particular season. Some narrative feel last for 2 months. Some feel last for 3 months. Some feel last for 1 year. I mean, where they go like that. For example, if you did the last bull run, you go know, say, for that time, NFT, you do weller. Meta, you do weller. Meta, another time, Facebook turned their name to Meta. A lot of coins and tokens under that particular narrative will be Meta, or if like say, at that time too, shouldn't that time, no, be that time AI come out, but now that time Meta, NFT come out, so those narrative then trend. So every project we build under that particular narrative, those projects then do well for the last bull run. So for this 2024 bull run, 2024-2025 bull run, which narrative they trend weller? Which narrative they trend weller? According to CoinGecko show us, say, 139 crypto narrative they trend currently. You see me now? 139, in fact, this one are better alpha, where you know if you see anyway. 139 crypto token, crypto narrative they trend currently. But amidst that 139, 15 narratives out of that 139, 15 narrative capture 72.3% of investors' interest. That means, say, amidst those 139, 15 out of those narratives, now the one where investors they shook eye. Then they shook eye, say, oh, if I say this one, they get our interest past other narratives where they the market. So if that now makes sense, it simply means, say, the other 124 narratives will remain. Now only 27% of investors they reason those ones. So if you be smart person, and I know say you not be smart person, you go one find out the 15 narratives where they capture investors' interest, and I go give you shortly so that you go understand. Say before you even shook your money inside one project, you go ask for this bull run, this particular project where I won't shook my money inside, is they under this popular narrative? Shey, they feel me. That now the thing where you go, the reason be that you know, go just shook your money inside anything we know the currently trend, because anything where they trend go get attention. If you get attention, it go get people's money, make them put inside. Shey, they feel me. Now the way the markets they work be that. And so if you go on any of these crypto tracking website, like let's say CoinGecko, like maybe which other one, CoinMarketCap, you go see. You know if you see them, if you check them on top phone, you go see them on top laptop, you go see as them, if you put them for laptop, you go see the place where they write narrative for. So if you check on that, you check the narratives where they trend for this particular market. However, if you for this particular episode, the 15 narrative way CoinGecko don't spot out for us, where they capture 72% of the investors' attention, now number 1, AI narrative, right? Shey, they feel me. Number 2, GameFi narrative. Number 3, memes narrative. Number 4, BTC ecosystem, BR20, right? BR20, ordinance, runes, all those narratives, they bore wella. Reward assets, right? The narratives too, it makes sense. So these 15 narratives where they get people attention, 6 out of them, now here I don't list out for you, where make sense, where people, a lot of people, they look inside. So, but If you come they look weller, you go to okay, say CrossFit. She wasn't they tell me be say if I don't see any narrative, if I just see any narrative like this, where they under either GameFi or AI or memes or the Solana ecosystem narrative, that one too they make sense, or the BTC narrative or the reward asset narrative. See, I go just shook my money inside. No, be so it dey work. So the first thing where you go understand is that the moment you get these narratives, in fact, might give you more out of these 15 because I don't mention everything finish. Desai today, no be Desai, now decentralized social media, that narrative too, they pop ups gradually. Then we have the pin. The pin is this thing where guys do with network, it also trend DEPIN, just in case you want to make your own research. Then we also have quantum computing. All this narrative where I don't mention, then they get a lot of investors' attention for this particular market. However, the thing be say, you could just see one narrative like that, just say, make I shook my money inside this narrative, say, CrossFit don't talk, say, okay, any coin or any token where they under this narrative go do well, no be so they work. The thing where you can't do after you don't find that particular narrative where they work well, that particular narrative where they trend well, the next thing be say, you won't look for coin and token under that particular narrative we get low price tag. She dey feel me? Token and coin we get low price tag under that particular narrative. The next thing we want check, we say after you don't check that one, go be say you want check the market cap of the token where you want put your money inside. For example, there are three kinds of market cap now in the. We get the one we get low market cap, we get one we get mid market cap or medium market cap, then we get the one we be large market cap. If we talk say something be low market cap, now market cap will be 100 million and less. Eh? If you talk say something get it be medium market cap, it be market cap where get above 100 million but it be less than 1 billion. Make I just reason say maybe 100 million to like 500 million. So we call and say now mid market cap. The one we get large market cap now 1 billion and upward. You see, might give you one offer. The benefit say you won't put your money inside market cap way low. Let's say one project gets 10 million market cap now. Now 10 million is still there. And you know, say that one now projects will still get low market cap. So your 10 million, that 10 million market cap, it still gets room to grow well. For example, if you do 100, right? 100%, it will be your 10, that 10 market cap, 10 million market cap will be 20 million market cap. Then 20 million will be 30. Your money fee grow, if you do times 1,000, it easily make you do times 1,000. But if a project don't get 1 billion market cap, which money won't enter? We go make that 1 billion become 2 billion. That project gets little room for growth. Show you they feel me. So it better make will they look for, in fact, that 1 billion projects, maybe if we even do times 2, it go take a lot of money to enter that project for it to do times 2. But projects will still be, let's say 50 million market cap. If you do times 1,000, times 100, that means say your $1,000 fee become $100,000 inside that particular project. So OGs, they always pay attention to projects will be low market cap and mid market cap. So Oyibo people go talk say the market cap of the project in they determine the potential where the projects get. Show you they feel me. So the first thing where you want find out if you want to do your own research, be waiting be the trending narrative, and you can look for coins under that particular narrative where get either mid market cap or low market cap. Show you now they feel me. The next thing where you want to consider be accessibility. How accessible is this project where I don't see? For example, some projects they where they they on top multiple chains. For example, if you find them upon Ethereum, or top Solana, or top, let's say Phantom, those projects, then they easily accessible to investors. But some project they with a difficult to access. For example, when Base Chain just come out, right, this Coinbase chain just come out, it did difficult because you go, they look for bridge, how to bridge from year to year, how to bridge from year to year before you feel bridge on top that chain, put your money inside. So you want also look at the accessibility of that project, because if it did difficult to access, investors, me, where's where the markets, they not to get time to they look for how to cross many hurdles or cross many barriers, put their money inside one project. Jay, they feel me. So it is important make you understand how easily this project they accessible. Now the second point quickly be that, but now where you don't do your spreadsheets, in fact you go do spreadsheets now, why when OG they tell you, say we no sleep now, because now how then they do the thing be this, now how then they do the research be this, and if you're not ready to go through that or do, you're not ready to make money be that. So after you don't do that finish, the next thing what you go do is that you go can't go YouTube. In fact, this one they very important, go you go and go YouTube, look for the video interview of the founder of the project. If you type the name of the project on top YouTube, okay, waiting the founder talk, waiting be the you go check the interview where they do with the founder of the project. If you check their YouTube page as well, waiting they don't talk about the project, share these people they serious or then just be scammers who won't carry our money come out, right? You go look at all those interview, how them present the project to investors, share the way the guy they talk in, they talk convincingly, share question day when they ask him during the interview where you know sabi answer well. All these things you go look at, the way the founder of the project or the co-founder of the project take sell the project, give investors, I mean retail investors, how we take sell the project, give retail investors, right? After you look at the interview finish, like that, the second stage be that, you go, because it go take a bit of time. If you look at interviews here, if you use Google, look at if he do any written interview, you feel go in LinkedIn, check in history before. Say he don't build anything like that before. Or for example, a person will want build is way to say won't build one project like this, and he never get history for tech before. Him be farmer before. He can't talk say he won't build scaling solution on top Ethereum. You go know say this guy he just wants to send people go village. So you go understand those things. Now for research, you go begin to see, okay, this guy won't make sense. This guy be like saying I'm a scammer. So you go watch YouTube video interview with the founder of that project where you won't shook your money. The third thing where you go look at is that you go on platforms like Binance Research or Messari, right? These people, they always make compilation of projects and they research about projects. So you go read waiting then talk. For example, if you don't know waiting, be Binance Research. Binance now, everybody know Binance for the crypto space now. Then get one research channel or angle or sector for the particular company where they research on projects. You go hear waiting then talk. Messari too, they really, really, really trusted. So you go check waiting Messari talk about the projects. Most likely, if those people not talk about the projects, just be careful. I don't say them be scam, but eventually, if it be maybe you too early, I mean you see the projects very early pass other people, so now why they never pick and be that, but maybe you see the project last week, this week again you still feel come check with Messari talk about the project, move forward a bit. So the next thing we want check also, you want check the analysis and the tokenomics of the projects. For example, if you want to check tokenomics of the projects, you feel use platform like ICO I analytics, then go show you in-depth ICO. If you don't know what's in ICO be, ICO na initial coin offering, and they go show you the tokenomics, right? You feel also check token unlocks to check the process where the project will take unlock their tokens, right? If you also check CoinGecko to get better details about the projects, just go this platform. It take time, of course. Not in way, if you want to make better money, you go put your head inside research. So for the analytics, all this platform where I don't give you go help you weller. So you go ICO analytics, you feel use token unlocks, right? You feel use CoinGecko, you also feel use Crunchbase. Crunchbase go show you the people where they behind the project. For example, they will show you the founder, the history of the founder, the co-founder, their marketing lead. If you see all those details on top Crunchbase, then if you go also inside DeFi Llama, DeFi Llama go show you the total value locked for and the adoption metrics of the projects. In fact, if founder talk on top the YouTube page where you watch, say, okay, for March we get about 100,000 new people where they use our projects. This one example. But if you can't check DeFi Llama, DeFi Llama go tell you the adoption metrics. In go read them for you. If DeFi Llama can't say now 10,000 people use them for March, you go join so difference there between waiting projects person talk and waiting DeFi Llama they read. So all those things go be your it go form the basis of your bias. Maybe this one a red flag, or you go follow the green road. You go ahead and shook your money inside. Then if you also check DappRadar. DappRadar, they show us the Dapp usage. If you don't know what in Dapp be, some people they call them DHAP. That means decentralized application. So it go show you how many people they use that particular project if they get HAP. So if you don't check all this analytics process, it go they make sense. Okay, share. I won't put my money inside this thing on a rock pool. Share. I won't put my money for just 48 hours or 72 hours, make it give me quick pump and I come out my money, or now long term I trust these people, say okay, I feel put my money there for 3 months and my $10,000 go become $100,000. Hey, they feel me. So now the thing where you get a check with that, the next thing where you won't check is that you won't check if they don't interview. You won't check blogs, you won't check things like Cointelegraph, these platforms, and they write articles about projects, or Decrypt, or The Block, or Crypto Slate, or DL News, right? You feel even check Combiru too. Then they write about projects, right? You didn't say, I hear you say, you talk, say, all these things before, because I want to do research. Yes, you go do them. You go do them, oh, my friend. So you go check all these platforms and check everything where they don't talk about this project. If you also check the blogs about this project, right? You for inside that blog, you go even find projects where they under that particular narrative where you never even see before if they read those blogs, right? So you go make your research weller, make your research, read everything where you go if you see about the project online. Then you get two more things where you go on check before you conclude if this project na better project or na project where you go just dust your feet and pass, you go jump and pass, come out. But the next thing where I go like share is that go the project website. If they no get website, hey, you don't shop rug, my friend. Oh, you don't shop rock. But because how projects go, they will go get websites. But some devs, because they know, say, this one won't quickly collect people money, you where they trip the gen, right? Now projects, so they get websites where they'll just put one baby kiss inside the website and just two page, no patience to even design the website. So, but if na better project, check their website, check if it they designed nicely, then now for that website, go look for their white paper. That thing now, the project documentation, you feel search for, you feel you go see the documentation. I think they call white paper. White paper, they tell us waiting the project owner design they won't do for inside the project, waiting the project owner won't do. And they feel talk, okay, this project won't build down for 5 years, right? So the first quarter of 2023, now this thing we won't achieve. The second quarter of 2023, now what you want to achieve be this. The third quarter of 2023, now what you want to achieve be this. The fourth quarter of 2023, now what you want to achieve be this. Then the first quarter of 2024, now what you want to achieve be this. So if you look their white paper, see what they talk say they want to achieve, and the time where they check them, for example, say they check them this April now. You go John check, okay, go their Twitter page. They don't do this thing. This person where they talk say they won't partner with them. You go understand if these guys they faithful or then just be scammers. If you don't check, in fact, some white paper they get search option where if you check, okay, go look for any keyword where you define and you go find them inside. The next thing where you want check is go their Twitter. Share them they updated they tweet or this project today be April. The last time we then tweet na September 2023. You go no say like say this one a dead project too. So you go check waiting be their tweets, waiting be their reactions. Like share this project get 50,000 followers for Twitter, but when they tweet na only 100 people they like. You go no say now both they follow them, no be real people, so they no get better community. So and this one go lead me go that one. So you go check Twitter, check their community. Now the word be that check their go their Telegram, check their community. She not only you believe in them or plenty people they will believe in them, and they the Telegram page Telegram account they active. Their community they excited about waiting then they build. Now this day very important, because if your community know they excited about waiting you they build or more. Community cryptocurrency the success of any project for this particular web 3, it depends on their community. Check on top that website. One of the things we go understand is say check their software company. Every crypto project they always get either software company or non-profit organization company where they work together with them to achieve what they want to achieve. Check all those websites and check research all the people. Then you figure their terms and agreements. For the terms and agreements, under terms and agreements, they always the websites. You go see the real name of the people. Just in case you never see their real name and they know the docs, go look for them for LinkedIn, right? The LinkedIn are a better place where you feel see the real identity of the people. Then go determines if these guys now correct people or they want chop my high. So as you don't check all these things, by the time you finish all this research on one project, you go not say, okay, share, I won't put my money inside this thing, or I won't run away, right? This is very, very important. This thing, this day very important, because you now see, say, if you understand this thing, you will not say, you know, if you rush, put your money inside projects, you go take time, do your research, understand what thing they happen, and understand if you want follow through this project or you want ignore. I believe say you don't learn one or two things from this particular conversation on how you fit do your research before you shook your money inside any Web3 project or any crypto project for this bull run. If you get any question, if you send us a DM on top Twitter, we always respond to our DMs. If you get any observation, and if you want to invite us come your show or you want to invite us come your physical event, we are available for Pigeon Parlor. So if you send us email, if you send us message for inside Twitter, and we go respond on top Hex, will be Twitter too. So I believe saying I don't learn one or two things for this particular episode of the podcast. Alright, so we don't go past this time and this moment for this particular episode. If you learned one thing or the other, share it to that your neighbor, share to Amaka, who won't shook our money inside that project and no one doing research. If he cry, Victor no go help him. If he cry, I no go borrow my salary. Alright, I don't come out here, myself, I won't go do my own research. See you next week. Uday!